him when he's here that day. So we encourage people to come listen and then take advantage of those sales.
Yeah, and not to get too far ahead, because we'll talk before here and everything.
Absolutely.
But in May, you have one that looks so exciting to me, the Pet 101.
Yes.
That looks so cool. That looks like a great one right there. And of course, you have the presentation coming up tomorrow. Playful Planting, Let the Garden Guru Teach You the Basics on How to Start and Nourish a Garden. Kid-focused.
Adult welcome.
As always, we appreciate the time and everything you guys do for the community. Thanks a lot, Katrina.
Thank you, and thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, well, we'll talk again real soon. And tell your brother hi for me.
I will.
We'll talk again real soon, and I want you to keep on listening, everybody, because we have our friends from Encourage coming up in part two right here on Morning Magazine, AM 1320, WFHR.
Get a great night's sleep with help from Menards. Right now, all Serta Perfect Sleeper mattresses are on sale. The Dortmund queen-size mattress has a cool twist gel memory foam for a balanced sleep temperature. Available in a medium feel for just $567. During Menards, think spring sale. Sale prices good through Saturday, March 21st.
Save big money at Menards.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
It's Meals on Wheels.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
It's Meals on Wheels.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
For today, we'll have mostly cloudy conditions with high temperatures into the mid-40s. And for tonight, mostly cloudy will drop back to a low of 35. For your Thursday, rain becoming likely with lower 50s for high temperatures. And then for your Friday, dry and sunny conditions making a return. A bit cooler, we're back in the mid to upper 30s with our winds breezy out of the northwest. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Thanks a lot, Michael. We appreciate the updates throughout the whole morning. It is 31 in Stevens Point, 33 in Marshfield and Wausau, 34 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to part two of Morning Magazine for this March 11th, 2020. Your host, James, here. And today we are joined by our friends from Encourage. We have Christopher Gashin with us, and we have Guadalupe Ansel. Good morning to both of you.
Hello.
We appreciate you both being in today, and everything that the good group at Encourage does for us in our community. There is a lot to cover with this conversation. So what I want to do is just kind of get right into things and everything. I'd love to make small talk and ask how you guys are, especially you, Chris. We haven't talked in a while. But we have work to do. So let's go. I'll put my professional hat on and I'll be professional. And Chris, I like that you brought Guadalupe in, and I think you brought her in for a very unique reason. I kind of like to start right there, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Guadalupe has been a personal friend for many years. I don't even recall where we first encountered each other, but hers is a name that I remember from about as long as I've been actively
It's a beautiful name. It is not an easy name to forget.
You are the only Guadalupe I know.
Oh, well, and in Wisconsin, not too many Guadalupe.
Right, yes.
So, but Guadalupe has been a lot, and her husband Joe have been long supporters of Encourage. And, you know, as we continue to sort of tell the Encourage story out in the community, we thought it would be a good idea to hear from, you know, a few people who have chosen to support Encourage and, we hope, continue to see value in the work that we do over at Encourage. So that was why I gave her a quick call and said, hey, would you mind joining us on the radio station on Wednesday morning to just share a little bit of your story?
Yeah, because you have a very unique story with this. If you wouldn't mind sharing that, that'd be great.
Well, the relationship with Encourage started in 1998. I was working at Mead Elementary School as an ESL teacher, and my husband and I started talking about scholarships, and we said, I wonder how we would set up a scholarship. So I called the counselor at Lincoln High School, Tom Marshall, and he said, the people that you want to talk to are the people at the Community Foundation. And he said, go to Kelly and go to Mary, and they will help you set up whatever type of scholarship you would like. And so we did. We went over there, and they walked us through the entire process, told us what we had to do. The process was quite simple. Give us your money. and we will help you set up a scholarship. And so we did set up a scholarship for minority students at the time. And I was working with minority students, the Hmong students who had come from Laos and Thailand. And we just decided that we wanted to give back to the community. We really love this community. It's home. Yeah. It really is home. And I wanted to give something back to the kids that I was working with. When I would ask them, what do you want to do when you grow up? They would say, oh, I want to work at Walmart. And I said, okay, after Walmart, what do you want to do? And they'd say, I don't know. Is there something after Walmart? And I'd say, yes, there is something after Walmart. And, you know, these were second and third graders that I was talking to at the time. And so I said, you know, there is something called college that you go to on after you graduate from high school and after you're done with Walmart. And they said, but we don't have that kind of money. So then I said, okay, this is it. We really have to set up this scholarship. So that's what we did, and we decided that it would be a stepping stone for the kids. And every year I would say to them, don't forget, when you get to high school, you go to your counselor and you ask them, how do I apply for college and how do I apply for scholarships? And I said, and don't forget to apply for the Reyes Ansel Scholarship at Encourage.
Nice.
And at that time it was not Encourage, but you know, it was the Community Foundation. And so that's how we started with the my relationship with Kelly and Mary and the rest of the staff.
And how has that grown over the years?
Oh, my goodness. They have just been so inviting. It is a very inclusive foundation. They were very inviting. I was invited to be a part of the grants committee. So I was on the grants committee. They invited me after that to be a part of their board. So I was on their board. And I was also one of the chairs, as Christopher is currently. And I was also invited to participate in the teen leadership program with Dawn Brewink. And so I've had a great relationship. And so I've many, many aspects, so I understand, you know, the background and the ins and outs of what goes on with the foundation. So I'm very proud to say that to have served on their team.
And if I could, and I know Chris has some great questions for you lined up, but real quick, if I can just piggyback off of that, what you said there, because this started with you wanting to do some good for the community and give back. And it sounds like as the years have gone on, you've gotten a lot out of this yourself, too.
So much.
It's done so much for you.
So much. I would say to my principals, Colleen Dickman and Margie Dorhorst, I would say, you know, the things that we're doing at Meet School, and we're trying to change our way of teaching and our way of learning, I said, everything that I learn at Encourage and how they take me to a conference, and I come back and I go, Margie, we've got to do this. This is what Encourage is doing. Mm-hmm. It really parallels with our values.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, you know, just the values of the foundation have just aligned with mine.
And Chris, I'm really glad you brought her in. This is a good. I see exactly what you're talking about. Yeah,
they get it.
And it's also a perfect example of what we're talking about here, because you spend some time with the people that Encourage, and you're going to get you're going to be there more often.
Yes.
You're going to want to be a part of things more, and you get to see one of the things I think that is cool about what you guys do is it. A lot of people talk about listening to the community. You guys are literally bringing the community in, asking them to come in and talk. That what are your ideas? What are your thoughts? What can we do to work together?
Exactly.
And this is it's so much more of a partnership than it is. Here's us, our you know, business or whatever. Come and give us your ideas and your money and then go away.
Yeah.
It's not like that.
No.
At Encourage, it's like, no, you're giving us your money, your ideas, and we want more. And we want you to be a part of the team. Come on and join us. Here's our jersey. You're number five, you know, and that kind of thing. So it's very cool to see that, and a beautiful example of that. And I know Chris had some great questions here, too, that he wanted to ask.
Our board member, another board member, Christy Eggy, who was on last month, she has a great way of saying, nothing for us without us. And that, you know, this is what we want, what we do, and what we hope to do is to be of the community. And those doors are open. We invite those kind of conversations. And for as proud you are, Guadalupe, of the work, you know, that you've done and the things you've learned and that you've been able to give back, we at Encourage are so, so thrilled and honored to be that avenue for so many to be able to give back to the community. Because a community foundation isn't worth all that much without a community to serve.
Exactly.
And that's, We certainly try to keep the community at the center of everything that we do.
Yeah.
And with that long-standing mission that we've had of a community that works well for all, I know certainly fits into your desires as a donor. Mm-hmm. And I hear you saying that starts to percolate out into other other facets of the community as well.
And Kelly used to always say, this is your community foundation.
Right.
We would attend meetings long before I was on any committees, and you know she would say, I would like the community to come and hear the annual report, and she would always start off with, this is your community foundation, this is why we need you here at this meeting, so that you can hear how we are spending the money.
Right.
That people give to us to hold, because we were holding them in trust, they were holding us in trust.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was wonderful to be invited to that type of meeting. I don't know any other organization that has ever invited me to hear their annual report.
Well, and I mean, that is something that, especially in today's day and age, it is one of the biggest things people wonder about when it comes to donating their money, when it comes to putting in their money. They don't just want to donate it. They want to make sure how much of the proceeds are going into this.
Yes.
And everything. And it's probably more important now than it's ever been to people. So the fact that it's Encourage is so transparent about that, and it's basically in your mission statement, you know, I mean, that really goes a long way for, I think, a lot of people, along with the combined work, the teamwork, as opposed to you're almost an employee. No, you're part of the team. It's a lot different when it comes to that.
Transparency is obviously key, and that goes a long way to sort of breaking down the we'll say maybe old belief that those who have the money have the power.
Right.
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 And we know that everyone in this community should have the opportunity to not only step up but step out and to speak up with ideas and say,
yes,
we all live here, we all share this place, these are the kinds of things I want to see happening. If it's scholarships for minority students, if it's a project that's going to bring even any number of community members together, that's what Encourage is all about, and transparency is, you know, in our own work is very central to that.
And as much as I appreciate that, one of the things I appreciate the most too is this call to action. this idea that, you know, there's a responsibility we get at it as we become older and we become more of adults and everything, and we have the younger generation coming up and everything like that. You see so much, and it's something that's almost a theme without intending to be in this area in the last handful of years is, yeah, we want to take care of our people right now. We're trying to do what we can, but we're looking to the future, and we're looking about these next generations and the next kids and not only empowering them, but giving them more opportunities than maybe we had when we were kids.
And
more options of things, not just fun things to do, but things that are going to be good for them to do, mm-hmm. getting them outside or job opportunities or volunteer opportunities, mm-hmm. and a lot of these things. There is so much more than I could have ever imagined. And it also, it speaks to not only Encourage, but this community. And how important it is to everybody. It feels like it's one of those things where we're all on the same page of. Maybe some people are a page behind or a page ahead or whatever, but basically we're all on the same page.
We're on this journey together.
Yes.
And, you know, we often say the world is run by those who show up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know that a lot of the work at Encourage is oftentimes, you know, in furtherance of a world in a day that we may not see.
Right.
And that takes a certain amount of courage from everyone involved,
yes.
to say, we're going to make some big bets, we're going to take some big steps here, and we may ourselves not realize this, some of these things in our own lifetimes, because this is generational change. It's changing mindsets and way of thinking.
Yeah, you get to a point, I think, especially when it comes to this kind of work, where you realize it's bigger than me. It's about a lot more than just me, and what can I do to be a part of that, and how can I help that bigger message, that bigger cause?
I recall I think it may have been the very first Tribune Building meeting, and we started off the conversation, you know, gathering some ideas from those that were there, what you want to see in the space, and it was about moving from me to we. And from we to us.
Yeah.
And finding the common connections in each of our own individual perspectives.
That's fantastic. I like that. We have about a minute or two before break. Chris, is there anything that you wanted to get in before we went to break? And we'll come back. And I wanted to ask you about Friends of Encourage.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about the Friends of Encourage Fund and a little bit of update on a matching campaign for Tribune support as well, which is kind of an exciting opportunity. But,
you know, for somebody that doesn't do a lot of radio, you got the T's down perfect, man. Well done.
I was a singer.
There we go. That's
music
right.
Students learn to enunciate.
That completely reminds me. I'm having nothing to do with anything we're talking about. I need you for like an hour after the show. I've got to start singing, and I really wanted to pick your brain about that. No, you got more to do. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more with Guadalupe and Chris from Encourage right here on Morning Magazine, AM 1320, WFHR.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Sarah Meany with some exciting events for your weekend. Kick off St. Patrick's Day celebrations at a parade this weekend. Don your best green and join the festivities in communities including La Crosse, Prairie du Chien, and Pickerel Pearson. Visit TravelWisconsin.com and search St. Patrick's Day Parade to find a parade near you. You don't have to be Irish to enjoy the Shamrocks and Shenanigans show at the Plymouth Arts Center. Sing along to a wide selection of Irish melodies, ballads, and pub songs. Enjoy performances of traditional Irish dancing, poetry, and folk tales. There are two events at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison that will get you ready for warmer weather and outdoor fun. Canoe-copia features over 100 exhibitors there to help you find new gear and discover your next paddle adventure. Prepare for two-wheel fun at Bikorama to shop, test ride, and accessorize with thousands of bicycle brands. For more weekend events and activities, visit TravelWisconsin.com or call 1-800-432-TRIP.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
For today, we'll have mostly cloudy conditions with high temperatures into the mid-40s. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy will drop back to a low of 35. For your Thursday, rain becoming likely with lower 50s for high temperatures. And then for your Friday, dry and sunny conditions making a return. A bit cooler, we're back in the mid to upper 30s with our winds breezy out of the northwest. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Thanks a lot, Michael. We appreciate the weather updates throughout the whole morning. And looking at the new temperatures out there in your neighborhood, it is 31 in Stevens Point, 33 in Marshfield and Wausau, and 34 here in Wisconsin Rapids, where we are wrapping up Morning Magazine with our friends from Encourage. We have Christopher and Guadalupe with us. And, Chris, I want to jump right into the Friends of Encourage.
Yeah.
And what that is and what we can tell people more about it.
Sure. Well, we have a fund established at Encourage called the Friends of Encourage Fund. And I think Christy spoke about it a little bit last month, but wanted to make sure that we're getting the word out there about this. Really what it is a fund there that's to help support the operations of the foundation. We are a nonprofit. You know, we do rely on contributions in order to do the work that we do. And we certainly hope that, that everyone would see value in Encourage's presence in the community and what we're doing to help realize a community that works well for all. And it's kind of a delicate line sometimes where, you know, we're so thrilled to be supporting so many wonderful things and projects and scholarships in the community. But like I said, we are a nonprofit ourselves. And, you know, we have to make sure that we're able to continue to do the kinds of good things that we love to do in this community. So we are certainly open to conversations about that, about ways in which you can support Encourage and our work. And we would welcome a conversation either in person at our office or give us a call. All of our contact info is certainly available on the website, so feel free to reach out. We would welcome the conversation to help you learn more.
One of the cool things that I've found that Encourage does, too, is, again, working with community members about their ideas and making them happen. We've seen this with the kayaking and similar things, and it's so cool to see this stuff. At the same time, I want to make sure that people give credit where it's due. And I don't think that's hard to do. So when it comes to these things, you know, you look at them, you use these, the kayaks or something the summer or anything like that. You know, keep that in the back of your mind of how why we got this and how we had this. It's not a matter of, it's not even so much a respect, but appreciation.
Yeah, you know? And we're not going around, I mean, we don't need to go out and take credit for all of the good things that happen in this community.
Right.
But we do. If you were to look around, you could find the Encourage mark on a lot of things that exist here that we all interact with quite regularly. And that was all done, as Guadalupe said, through a love for this place.
Right. I think that it's good and it's noble and it's accurate what you said there as far as, you know, you guys aren't, there's not a big Encourage stamp on everything that you guys have done, but it's there in our minds.
Yeah.
And I want it to be there in people's minds when they think about it, in part because we're talking about donations, we're talking about money and everything, we were talking about seeing where your money goes and knowing that it's going to this, and knowing that you're getting a return on your investment or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is like investing. This is no different than that. You are putting money into, you give money, I give $5 to Encourage. They take that $5 and they put it into one of these ideas, or they put it into the Tribune building or something like that. And that is an investment in my community. That is an investment in my kids, my future, my you know, friends, all kids,
exactly.
All this stuff and everything.
And there are many ways to invest, too, and there are many forms of capital. There's financial support, there's your time, there is your talent, there is your voice of support behind new ideas that might be new concepts for the community.
Yeah.
And just to give an example, I would like to personally thank Encourage on behalf of the Habitat for Humanity Board.
Yes.
Habitat for Humanity applied for a What If grant, and Don Bruink helped us to segue that and turn it into a bridge grant, and we applied, and we now have a part of Encourage, a little piece of Encourage in the kitchen in the new Habitat.
That's wonderful.
And so we took, you know, you take something like that, a contribution like that from them, from Encourage, and we put it into this home, and now we have a new homeowner who is now a new taxpayer in the community. And you know, everything just, you know, it's like, what is that? The 6 degrees of separation.
Absolutely.
You know,
yes.
You have a little bit of that.
It's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah. And you have a little bit, you have something like that, and you think that is what Encourage does. They look at something and they say, we can support that. And it supports another organization. And that organization, in turn, helps an individual.
And that is such a great example. And there's millions of examples like that of what's been going on since Encourage has been around and before they were even Encourage and everything that, of what they've been able to do. So when we talk about Friends of Encourage, is there anything else that you want to mention about it that we haven't touched on?
We really just want to make sure that people know that it's there, it's an option, and you know there are many ways to give. And our website is certainly available. We have conversations with financial planners, things about like estate planning and things like that. Knowing that, again, you're likely setting up something that is going to outlive yourself, and will help those that come after us. But we are there. We do rely on support, and we are more than happy to have those conversations about the many, many ways in which you can give. And as I said earlier, I'll just underscore it again, there are many forms of capital, and we know this, and we are appreciative of all support.
Yeah, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left, and I didn't want to interrupt Guadalupe, and I'm really glad I didn't, because that was a really great story. That was better than what I had to say.
Well, thank you.
But I did want to touch on, kind of piggyback on what you were saying there, Chris, because we are talking about money and donating that and everything, but we also know that there's a lot of people out there that maybe they don't have that $5 to spare, but they want to help. They want to be a part of their community. They want to add to it and everything. So volunteering is a really great way of doing that, because your time is valuable. Yep. Your time is money. So you are still, you know, investing in your community by volunteering. And there's opportunities for that?
There is. There's opportunities with Encourage. And like so many things, Encourage can often be the conduit to something else, and can also serve as the spark for other ideas outside of ourselves. And that's what we're there to do.
I can't help, and for those that don't know, Chris and I worked together years ago at a WRCT play in Gypsy and everything,
yep.
And that's how I met Chris. And one of the things that has popped in my head a number of times, and I think it's partially because of that connection with us, but I get a theater feel to this a bit of a community, because you know what it's like, where there's somebody who's never done community theater before, they show up, and then they're there for the next 20 years.
You're like, sucked in.
You're there. And I'm getting that same kind of vibe with Encourage here, where Guadalupe came by her and your husband had an idea about a grant and everything, and
yes.
Here we are all these years later, and you're on the, you know,
and
you're
still there.
Yeah,
yep.
So it's that speaks to the volume of not only all the good work that you guys do and everything that is going on with our community, thanks to you, but I think it also speaks to just the great connection you all have at Encourage, and again being on that same page, and it just being such a good inviting family and a family you want to be a part of.
And it's the staff.
The
staff just is so welcoming, so inviting. You, when you walk in the door, people drop what they're doing and they come and they greet you. They pour out of their little cubicles or from their desks and they run out and greet you, and you just feel right at home. You really do. And they've always got a bowl of fruit.
Nice.
There's always a bowl of fruit.
It's a smart move. Yes. It's a smart move. Chris, before we let you guys go, was there anything else you wanted to touch on?
Just one last little note I wanted to put out there, and that is the Tribune Project has been for quite some time on the Global Giving platform, which is an online platform for accepting donations. And the Global Giving has what they're calling the Little by Little Matching Campaign, and this will be in effect from March 23rd to the 27th. And Global Giving will match online donations up to $50 at 50% during that window. And the really nice thing is that the matching funds will not run out. Oftentimes, these things are placed or are timed so that in a different time zone, a lot of the funds are used up before it's even time to get started here.
Very
so.
Well played by you guys. That's
Very smart. So we're thrilled to be a part of that. Of that opportunity there. So that was, again, March 23rd to the 27th, and there is certainly information for how to get connected with that via the website. You can give us a call, send us an email. We'd be happy to get that over to you. But it's a nice opportunity to be able to make a donation and have it go a little bit further.
Yeah, absolutely. Guadalupe, before we let you go, is there anything you wanted to mention to the audience again or anything?
Just to, connect with the foundation. Mm-hmm. It's a very, friendly, a peaceful place, and I would say that, like I said before, the staff is just very welcoming. If you ever have any questions about anything, I think, in the community, you can stop in.
We're there.
Yeah, yeah. Christopher Guadalupe, thank you so much for not only being in with us today, but everything you guys are doing for our community.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to share our story.
Yeah, we'll talk again real soon.
We'll do.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. And again, if you want to find out more about Encourage, you can go to their website, encouragecf.org. That's encouragecf.org. You can always give them a call, too, 715-423-3863. Be sure to join us tomorrow on More Morning Magazine, where we will have the Wisconsin Rapids Figure Skating Club in to come talk about their upcoming show, and Jackie Carantini from Extension Wood County. I want to thank our friends over at Family Natural Foods. Stephen Katrina was in with us today, and of course, we also want to thank our friends from Encourage. This is AM 1320 WFHR.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kaifin. A New York judge has sentenced Harvey Weinstein to 23 years in prison for sex crimes. His attorney, Donna Rotunno, had argued for leniency.
I am overcome with anger at that number. I think that number is a cowardly number to give.
CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
Those 23 years were not necessarily about these two victims for which he was convicted for charges against them, but they were really about general deterrence as well to the population.
All six women who testified against Weinstein.